I wish to turn your attention to John 3, verses 33, 34. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God. For he gives the Spirit without measure. I was preaching last Lord's Day, morning and evening, on the ministry of John the Baptist. And I reminded my congregation that there are three witnesses, three testimonies, three occupants of the witness box. I was thrilled with my study, so much so that I take my final point of last Sunday evening and have turned it over and over in my mind that I might give you the Word of God. Christ has come from beyond our dimensions of space and time. John 1:15, John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me." John 3:31, he who comes from above is above all. And Christ has testified to what is beyond our dimensions. I mean, just think of it. He has come from heaven and he has spoken, he has witnessed of heaven. John 3:32. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard. He gives us accounts experientially, his own experience. Don't quarrel with it. You have not his experience, but he speaks his experience of purity in the midst of our impurity, of unselfishness in the midst of our squalid preoccupation with our own interests. He speaks of love, marvelous love, love that is the heartbeat of the blessed and holy Trinity in the midst of our sore hatred. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard. Yet no one receives his testimony. Why ever not? I'll tell you why. Because every word of his testimony, every sentiment expressed, the whole of his witness to the glory of heaven beyond our dimensions cuts to the heart of what we desire. Ephesians chapter 2, the state of the world is the desire, to fulfill our own desires and passions, and even the testimony of the Christ of God, when it cuts across that, is set to one side. However, there are some, they may be few, who receive his testimony. It is my conviction that the very greatest need in our country now, the very greatest need, is for a constituency of men and women who receive the testimony of Jesus Christ.